Hi, my name is Megan Aylward. I'm a first year here at Mount Allison. My dad was actually an alumni of this school, and as a second generation Mount Allison student, I feel like it is my duty to hold this school accountable for its policies and make sure that there is change in case, let's say, my children want to go here or if anyone else, because this is a huge problem and we need to make change for the better.
My name is Lindsay Jackson, and I feel like a lot of things have already been said about how Mount A needs to speak up and Mount A needs to do better with their protection of their students and the institutions that they have created that are failing their students. But I also want this to be an example for every other university in the country, in North America, and in the world, because this is a problem at every single university. And that is not to say that it's not a huge problem at Mount A, because it is, but this needs to be an example for Dalhousie, which has extreme issues with sexual assault, and St. Evex, and Acadia, and SMU, and Guelph, and Queens, every university. And they need to make a stand, and they need to stand up, and they need to acknowledge that they are not doing good enough.
Hi, my name is Allie McGinnis. One of the reasons why I was kind of compelled to come today is because I have not been personally sexually assaulted or raped, but I do know individuals who have, and I have friends who have undergone this type of pain. And I realize, like, the position it puts you in and how difficult it can be to speak up, especially when there isn't a lot of programs that you feel confident using. And I think it's important that no matter if you're a survivor or not, that you stand together and you speak up against, like, things you know that we need to change. And I think that by the vast amount of students that showed up today, that it proves that there's a lot of compassionate people here who are striving towards a better system. Thank you.
My name's Amy Walker, and honestly, I'm amazed at the turnout today. I was here on support and on behalf of the Rose Campaign, which is a society on campus that advocates for the elimination of patriarchal and gender-based violence. So this is a really large cause for us and what we do on campus. So yeah. Yeah.
That's why you're here.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
And how do you feel about how the day went, and what are your hopes for what's happening tomorrow, or what will come out of the university tomorrow?
The event was beyond what I expected. So many students came out, and a lot more than I expected. It's also really nice to see faculty and staff here as well to support students. I really hope that they do take our message clearly and more than just face value. Like I said in my speech, that their policy is there, but they don't follow through on it, and they need to. So that is my hope. And they need to meet demands. They can't let survivors go and not feel comfortable going to admin.
My name is Dr. Lisa Dawn Hamilton. I'm here because I teach about issues around sexual violence. And I also think that it's really important to take survivors seriously, and I want to support survivors. That's the main reason why I'm here today.
Obviously it's just a super important issue, and I think it's really good that there's so many people, like, at the university who are just so on the same page and just so supportive. And then, like, it's just so awesome to have students like Michelle who are just willing to use their platform and their voice to just really push for something really good, and that has affected so many people. And honestly, it's just not okay that this is still happening, and I'm really happy to be a part of something that's going to make a positive change.
So my name is Jenna Miller, and honestly, one of the main reasons why I think, like, a lot of people found it very important to come here today is just because, personally, I had no idea that this was such a big issue at this school. Obviously, I knew that it was a thing, like, that happened commonly across every university campus, but personally, I didn't know it was this big of an issue here. And this is where a lot of people call home now. This is where we come to learn, and it just changed how we look at things, and it changed our perspective and how safe we feel. Like, even just my friends and I were like, now, how are we going to proceed like this? Like, we need to change what we're doing, like, especially just when we have to change our safety and just make sure we're looking out for each other and our friends now. So it's just changed a lot of lives, and I'm happy we're bringing a lot of attention to it now.
My name is Lucy Newman, and I just pretty much like what she said. Like, I think it's amazing how all it takes is one person to really bring attention to something that, again, like, we didn't really know it was that big of an issue and, like, that deep into the history of our school. So I think that it's awesome that we can finally bring light to this and hopefully bring it to the attention of the university to a point where they are forced to change, because clearly what's been going on so far hasn't been working. So it's time to be putting policies in place that are actually going to make an effect and change things the way they're going now. So, yes.
Oh, I just wanted to say, too, like, I just think it's really good that, like, clearly, like, Mount Allison can see a lot of people are angry, and I feel like a lot of people feel like they've been pushed around a lot on this topic, and that's not going to happen anymore after this, I don't think, so that's good.
My name's Lauren Steele, and I found this very inspiring and encouraging to, you know, facilitate a change within not only, like, the school, but also athletics as well, because we're a part of the hockey team. So, you know, as a team, we wore our jerseys inside out for our game last night, because we don't support and stand with Mount Allison how they've been treating sexual violence here on campus. So, yeah, I think we're excited to see what they have to say and the change that will come.
So you guys are all on the hockey team?
Yeah, yeah.
Your friends from the hockey team?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So you wore your jerseys inside out
last night? Yeah,
all
did last
these
night.
Girls are part of the team, too. We've got some pretty good support going on. So.
Yeah.
It was an initiative that happened, I think, throughout the school by an upper year student on the basketball team that said, if practices are going on, we should not be proud of our logo right now at this time, where usually it's something we take a lot of pride in, and we always respect our logo in our school. At this time, we didn't feel like it was acceptable to do that, so we wanted to make a statement by doing that.
Yeah, I just want to say that I'm here today because I lost too many friends to this. Every single time this happens, it's them that has to leave and not the people. And instead, we have to walk around and look at those guys that really... I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's just... We lose our friends because of them. And then we have to walk around and look at them. And we have to walk around and pretend that... we're okay with them being here, and then it's okay, and the school protects them. The school protects them and doesn't hold them accountable. No one holds them accountable, not even their friends. Their friends don't hold them accountable either. So we're here because we want change. We need that to change. We've lost too many friends. Too many women have been affected by this, and we need change. This is ridiculous. That's all.
Sorry, guys.
We're happy. We're happy you asked.
We're happy to be here.
Okay.
But it's frustrating that we have to.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be a thing anymore. Mm-hmm.